show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
EG Daily, good morning to you. Welcome to Australian Radio. It's so exciting to have you on.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you.
We love your voice roles. It's so cool to hear you as normal EG Daily because we know you in the Rugrats. We know you in the Powerpuff Girls. With the Rugrats, though, with Tommy Pickles, talk us through the voice for that. You were Tommy for 13 years. How did that come about?
I was always doing on-camera acting roles, and I really loved singing, so somebody had offered me the opportunity to do a musical, so I did this play thinking that I was just going to be singing, but actually I had to do a different voice age each round of the play. The play was about a female wrestler, so I ended up, you know, having to age my voice up, and someone came to one of the opening nights and heard me do all these different age ranges with my voice and was like, you should be doing this. And when I had my first audition for a cartoon with Tommy Pickles, it was just a crazy meant-to-be sort of fluke. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you nailed the voice. Like, when I look at Tommy Pickles, maybe that's just because I watched the show and I can't imagine, you know, any other voice to him. But how does a fully grown woman, like, see a picture of a baby and then come up with a voice that would work for that? Like, how did that correlate?
That's an awesome question, yeah. Well, I've always kind of had a fascination with sounds and voices and speech impediments and accents and dialects. And then, you know, I went on that first audition. They showed me a claymation of Tommy Pickles, which was my first audition. And I'd actually been doing a voice similar to that since I was a little girl, like, I would walk around the playground with my best friend and be like, let's go get some water. And so that voice was kind of really highly developed for a long time. And so when I finally got that audition, it was like all the stars aligned and the magic happened. And that voice that I had been developing my whole life unconsciously was perfect for Tommy Pickles.
Before we move on to talk about any of your other work, can you please do Tommy's catchphrase for us?
Oh, you mean like, a baby's got to do what a baby's got to do.
Oh, I love
well,
it.
There you go.
Baby's got to do what a baby's got to do.
That's so adorable.
Never a truer word spoken.
And sometimes you got to go find a raptor.
That's Tommy Pickles, everyone.
You were also in the Powerpuff Girls, and you were Babe from Babe in the Big City. When you looked at a pig, how did you come up with the voice for that?
Well, to be honest, like, the first Babe I didn't do was done by my friend Chris Kavanaugh in the first Babe, then. But you do kind of feel what a pig would feel, like a sweet little boy pig. It's not much different than what a child's little kid would kind of feel.
Interesting. Yeah, you really had a platform to build off there, seeing as, you know, you were the second person to voice that character. So interesting. And I've got to ask this question. This is a personal question, so feel free. This is an Australian thing. Feel free to tell me to bugger off if you don't want to answer it. That's cool.
Oh,
but
good. Okay.
I read in one thing online. Is it true you dated Brad Pitt? Is that true or not?
Well, I mean, it's a small town, and I've known Brad for a long time, and I spent a lot of time with him. And so, you know, because we kind of started here, there was a lot of people. It was like George Clooney, and there was, and basically you hang out with each other because you're in the same town. And so, you know, there's a lot of speculation, and I'll just say that I have a very sweet, special relationship with Brad that was not like anything else. So I'll say that. That's pretty much it.
Thank you for going there. You didn't do that Aussie thing and tell me to bugger off. Look, it has been such a multifaceted career, yours, from, you know, voicing Tommy Pickles to, like Gabby said, the Powerpuff Girls and the voice stuff. And yeah, we're just so excited to have you on this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us. EG Daily,
big love. Oh my God, you're welcome. Take care. The Hit Breakfast Show.